Now that we know how to deal with all, it's time to pray. But before we pray, we have to know some conditions first. 1. We have to find the direction of the Qibla to face it. This means we have to find the direction of the Holy Kaaba so we can pray towards it. So how do we find it? You can ask your parents or a person that knows the rules. Sometimes you can use gadgets or apps, but you must make sure they are accurate. 2. Before we pray, we must have done wudu and our body must be tahir. 3. You have to make sure it's time to pray. For example, Fajr prayer is in the early morning. Duhr prayer is around midday. Asr prayer is a little after midday. Maghrib prayer is a little after sunset and Isha is a little after Maghrib prayer. So, this means I can't pray the Fajr prayer at Maghrib time and so on. 4. We must have the right clothing. For girls, we must cover our whole body including the hair except for our face and hands. You don't have to cover the feet too. But if there is a non-mahram that can see you, then you must cover your feet. For boys, the minimum clothing is to cover the private parts and you cannot wear gold or pure silk either. The clothes also must be tahir and not najis. 5. We must have permission to pray in that place. Let's look at some examples. The girl just did her wudu. Is she ready to pray? What's that on her clothes? It has paint on it. Does she have to remove it? Is paint najis? That's right. She doesn't have to remove it because paint is not najis. Anything else you can see? Her hair is showing. She has to cover all of it first. Okay, she covered it. Now is she ready? Hang on. Is she facing the Qibla? Okay, she is now. Now is she ready? She wants to pray Maghrib prayer, but it's only midday. Can she do that? No, she has to pray Maghrib at its right time unless she is redoing a missed prayer. Now she seems to be ready. The boy did wudu and is ready to pray. He looked at the time and realized it's not time for Fajr prayer. So he went back to sleep for a little bit. Now he woke up and wants to pray. Is he ready to pray? Is he tahir? He seems to be. Is he facing the Qibla? Yes. So what seems to be the problem? That's right. He has to do wudu again because we said sleeping is one of those things that break your wudu. Okay, great.